After 3 days of nuclear talks in the Swiss city of Montreux, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says tough challenges remain, and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says serious gaps need to be filled. But the mood is not altogether negative, with the U.S. saying it will not get distracted by external politics, and Iran confirming that the sides did make some headway. Iran's leading negotiator told us allaying concerns over Iran's nuclear program is not difficult, but there is still a, quote, very serious problem.
There is a great deal of pressure that is being imposed by warmongers, by scaremongers, who are trying to prevent a deal by scaremongering tactics, by lying, by demagoguery, and that is an impediment to the necessary atmosphere that is required to reach a deal.
Zarif has made it clear Iran will not accept an agreement if sanctions remain in place. He says a deal requires a political decision by the other side to stop imposing pressure on Iran.
Ostensibly, the intended objective of sanctions were to reach an agreement. Now, if we have an agreement, there's no reason to continue imposing those sanctions. It is destructive of confidence. There is very serious confidence deficit.
The sides have set a July 1st deadline to reach a comprehensive deal on the level and scope of Iranian enrichment, measures to allay concerns regarding activities at the Arak heavy water reactor, and further inspections within the context of cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Technical discussions will continue between Iran and the P5+1 in the following days. On the 15th of March, the ministers will resume talks to meet an end-of-the-month deadline for a political agreement. Homa Lezgi for Press TV in Montreux, Switzerland.